weep, but we cannot weep. So Mahaprabhu is telling himself, when a day will come, when I will be so fortunate to weep like this, when that Shuddha Sat will come, then first doing practices of sadhana bhakti by our senses, body and all these things, chanting, always remembering him, serving mostly, prominently, the association of Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas, who are qualified, and then it may come. Then Nishtha will come, then Ruchi will come, and then Asakti will come, and then that mood, Shuddha Sattva, it will come. So we should try to see that where our bhakti, sadhana bhakti, has come to Nishtha or not. Whether our Nishtha has come to Ruchi or not. If Ruchi has come, then everything we have done, we are so fortunate. Then we gradually go. And if not Ruchi, then we should try to make our sadhana bhakti to change into Ruchi, Nishtha. I know that our bhakti is not like Nishtha. We can change. Like in Western countries, it is very easy to change wives and husbands, divorce them. So our bhakti can be changed now in this way. We can change. And we are changing. We can do hard labor for whole day and night for what? For only worldly sense gratification. And we thought that, no, that it will not give happiness in my whole life. Never. We'll have to give up all these things. But we have no strong faith in this. That quickly we should give up and chant and do all these practices for whole day and night. We cannot do. So we know, we are seeing so much, realizing so much things, that our bhakti is not pure bhakti. But sometimes we pose ourselves that, oh, my bhakti is so high. I am like a Gurudev become. I have become Gurudev. I am fully qualified for all this. So when our whole time will be given on this practicing, then Krishna will have to arrange our everything. Then we will have not to go always for working here and there. Krishna is so wise and he is so much kind. He has told that if anyone gives up for me everything in this world, then I personally take on my head and my shoulders and quickly go to that devotee and serve him. In Gita, ananya bhila, ananya chantyanto mang parjuvan tesham yogachem. But we have no faith like this. Never. But we said that. Then pure bhakti will come. So these are things to be done. But how it will become, how it will come, when we will hear the glorifications of the devotees in which this matured frame is there. So he is telling now, pranata dehinam papakarshanam. Gopis are weeping. And seeing that, oh, Krishna has at once appeared and telling them, why you want to see me? Why you want to touch me? Why you want to keep my hands on your heads? Why you want to keep my feet on your bodies? Why? I don't want. Because it is so much sinful activities. To touch anyone, especially to the woman who have been married and they are the wives of others. I don't want to touch. If Krishna is telling like this, be far away from me, and that is why I disappeared from there, then gopis are replying. They are more intelligent than himself. They are more tarkic, jukti. Logical arguments than Krishna. They can defeat Krishna in logical arguments. So they are thinking, oh, you are telling. I have heard that you are himself Narayan. Because Uddhava went to us and told like this. Also, Purnima told us, and Gargacharya, I've heard from Purnima that he went to Braja and Gokul, and he has told that you are like Narayan. And also you are telling us also that I am Narayan. So if you are Narayan, your holy name, those who will utter your holy name, like Ajamini, like Valmiki, in 1 second, your name will purify them, all devotees. So, we know that we are full of so much sensual activities, and that is why you don't want to touch us. But we want to touch your lotus feet. That very lotus feet. What? Pranata dehinam papa karshan. You touched a stone in your arm, no? And it becomes very beautiful, Lahalya, more beautiful and qualified than any of angels. No? We know that Sabri has tested this. Sabri touched the lotus feet of Ram and she became liberated forever and happy forever. We know that so many sinners taking the name, your holy name, like Ajamil and so many. Valmiki also, he was very good, very bad sin maker person. But in a moment, he was liberated. He had not to test any reactions. So if we are touching your lotus feet, we know that our all kinds of sins and everything will go away. You will have not to test our bad activities. So papa karshanam. So it is not bad for us. Why you are not touching your lotus feet to our heads? Papa karshanam. Those who will be who have offered themselves, those who have surrendered totally all bad activities vanish away in a moment. So you are telling that I will not touch, I will have so much power. It is wrong. You are telling lie. Papa karshanam trinacharanugam. Then Krishna told that, oh gopis, my hands, my feet, my everything is so smooth and sweet. Your body having so much hot, especially feeling separation, like a fire. I cannot touch by my hands and my feet because I may feel hot, burn. So gopis are telling, oh Krishna, Trinacharanugam, your feet always pursuing the cows. If so smooth, so swift and soft, then why you are running after cows, miles after miles, in thrones, throny ways, and also on the very of stones, sometimes so much peat here, sometimes so high, sometimes hot in summer, and summer so cold in winter. And if you follow your cause, then where your sharpness goes away. And our this body is not hard like stones, thorns, and all these things. But why you are telling that I cannot touch you by lotus feet? Tranacharanuga. We know that cows always running here and there for greedy for grasses, green grasses. They cannot go in very easy path where there are no thorns, no these pinking cables. They can go here and there. They are not seeing that you are following cows, them, and going here and there. But we are more intelligent than cows, more soft than cows. We cannot go in this way, that way. So, you should not be like that. Trinacharanugam. Sriniketanam. Krishna is telling, Pati, I know that you are the wives of others. I will not touch you. Then gopis are telling, Sriniketanam. Sriniketanam, Sri means Lakshmi. Always Sri serving the lotus feet of you, your lotus feet. Keeping on his laps always, very smoothly and gently. Why you are keeping your feet there? She is not your wife. But why you are doing so? Sriniketanam. It has told in Purans. I'm telling for you especially because you are a Sanskrit learned person and knowing so many meanings of these slokes. Sri Niketanam. Once Krishna came in the form of Vamandev. And he wanted to give kingdom of whole world, all this universe to Indra, because he has taken, Bali Maharaj has taken, and he has driven out Indra out of kingdom, and he was moving here and there. Then Aditima had very hard stories, and that is why he came down in the shape of Vamandev. He went in the council of Bali Maharaj in the shape of Brahmachari. Without any umbrella, without any shoes, anything. In the shape of beggar. And he stood in the last rank of the beggars. When Bali Maharaj satisfied all, then he did pranam to that boy, that you seem to be a very good Brahmin son. What do you want? anything I can give you. I will be happy to give you. It all, I want to transfer, make a transfer Bhagavan. So I want, need three steps of earth, land, anywhere, in solitary place. So can you give? I will make a bhajan kuti there, and I will live there. He began to laugh, the king began to laugh. Oh, this boy is what? Tiny.
Ignorance.
He is also very little, small. And his intelligence is also small. He has come to me. I am king of whole world. Even Bhurbhuva Shah Mahajana Tapasatya Tal Talatal Patal Rasatal, all 14 books. Why you are not asking some jewels from me? Whole land, whole prithvi, the kingdom of prithvi, are very chaste and very qualified, beautiful, any lady that you can marry her. So what you, why you are take money asking for 3 feet of land? It was there. I am Brahman son. We are satisfied what we have. We don't want anything more. We want only necessary things which are very necessary for us to maintain our life. So I am satisfied if you are giving me 3 feet of land.
Three steps
of land. Anyhow, he took, but at the measuring 3 feet, and he covered whole world up to Satyalok and Patal, everything. And he easily took all. And for next step, third step, he has nothing. Then he told that, oh, you can take me also. I'm giving myself. From feet to head to feet, I'm giving you. And nothing now I am yours. Then he told that you should have any benediction. Then he quickly took benediction that you should come to my capital, in my
kingdom, palace.
In palace, and my palace has so many
hundred doors.
And when I come and go, it is not certain. Sometimes by this gate, by some this door, by the, sometimes that door. I want that on all doors, you should be always present, day and night, always. That when I will go, I will see you, that you are here or not. I want your presence always here. So he strictly controlled Krishna in his love and affection. Now he is there. But Lakshmi is so much unhappy. Where my husband again? And he asked from Narad. And Narad told that, oh, I have seen. He went to he wanted to cheat Balid Maharaj. But devotees are so much clever. He has cheated him and he has kept forever Vamandev there. Then what to do? Oh, you can go in the shape of beggar and you can have beg your husband. Then he took a shape of very old Brahmin lady and he went there. And Bali Maharaj told that, do you want anything? She told,
indicating towards Vamandev.
I want that. He is my husband. I cannot tolerate separation. Then Bali Maharaj began to laugh. He cheated me, and you are also coming to cheat me. So, anyhow, Balidev, Bali Maharaj, told that I cannot give up him. So, in one form, he should be here, and in one form, he can go to you. So, Bali Maharaj did. And from then, Lakshmi never gives up his faith, always massaging, not controlling that his feet are in my lap, so how he can go here and there? This. So, Sri Niketanam, being a chaste lady, why you have kept your feet in their laps for always? So why not to us? Sri Niketanam, phana phana arpitam. Oh, I cannot tolerate heat. You have so much heat in your heart. Separation, fire is there. Then gopis are telling. Phana phana arpitam. Phana phana arpitam. Phana means kaliya, hoods, snake hoods. Always keeping your feet on the hoods of kaliya, full of so much poison, and you can keep feeling no hot or anything. And when keeping your head, your lotus feet on our heads, and it becomes so much poisonous or so much hot, we don't. Shri Padam Bhujam, that very lotus feet, please come and give your darshan and keep your lotus feet on our head. If there was no separation in meeting, they have cannot love so much. And if there is no such love, a person cannot realize separation. So we should try to, by hearing all pastimes. I told one, but all the slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, they have so much deep things in their root. So all slokas, we can explain all these slokas, tava kathamritam tapta jivanam, or all these slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam in different types, in different modes, especially in meeting and in separation. So if you will try, you will give energy to anything, then we will progress in that way. And if you are not giving your whole energy towards whole, Krishna is whole, then how you can realize? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he mercifully sprinkled this without any cause. He was causeless, merciful. So Gaur Chandra Prabhu ki jai. We will continue, not continue, but in classes, so many persons, we cannot explain all these things. I gave you only for taste little thing. Prem is very high thing. And we have come in this world only for this. So always we remember. We should not waste our time and energy in worldly things. If you want, if you want to have the mercy of Chaitanya, you remember that song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. Saparsada. This. You know, remember? You should. In that very book.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore.
Mahabina Te Dayalu Jagat Sankare.
Mahabina
Vaishnav, all are here. You should think of our and what will be the better program. You should decide. And I will follow accordingly. So, you should finalize here and then tell me what is my program. Stuff. The places where Swamiji even his food fingers. But if the devotee is there, they are against, then we don't want to make any problem for them. So, thinking all these things, you should go